talking to harness trainer Heath Sipka. Heath, a very impressive win by Muscle Row Bay tonight.
Yeah, he did go pretty well. It was pretty hard for a horse to come from three wide, three back at Hobart, and to do what he did was not a bad job, really, I thought. It wasn't an overly hard field, but he still got the job done, and I was really happy with his effort at Norfolk. He got into Fiwis on the first corner at Norfolk and lost a lot of ground and probably shouldn't have won there, but anyway, things happen for a reason, and he won tonight.
Well, I thought there'd be some good form come out of the New Norfolk race, because Park Mount Fellow I thought was impressive. The second horse, Ferendus, was good, and Paul Williams' horse ran on well as well. So there, your bloke, as you said, was unlucky. When he let him down tonight, and I thought he really had a crack that last 100, and obviously that was the best part of his win.
It was. It was really good. The horse has been a bit of an issue ever since he came here. He's a very, very, very poor track worker, and to try to get him to concentrate on what he's doing here at home by himself has been quite a bit of an issue for me. He has some idiosyncrasies with him that have sort of caused him to be the way he is, I think, and when he can put it together, like he did when he was a younger type of horse, he can go okay. I'm not quite sure what his movements will be over the next month or two, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's pushing for a spell here shortly, and maybe try the water probably later on, sometime after winter with him. But he does go okay when he wants to put his mind to it. Yeah.
Well, he's been placed 10 times. He's got two wins, but placed 10 times from his 27 starts. So, and he's got the three wins now, of course. You don't normally get horses that are, you know, like late three-year-olds, early four-year-olds that have been tried. Is there enough scope with this one to suggest he might, you know, win three or four?
There is a possibility that he could go a little bit further than, you know, where he is at the moment, and that's sort of why I took him. And he did show a lot of promise early on, but I think he just lost his way somewhere along the line. The owner, Phil Hay, had him, and you know, he was having him up there at Scottsdale and Brankham and running him around up there with a couple of others, and working really well in track work, and but going to the races and not really performing to what he could do on the track. And there was something there that was missing with him. Look, I don't think I found the key with him. I think I might have just struck an easier race with him than probably what he's been going around in. But there is a possibility that he could go further. I think that he's still not 100% right in himself. Which is a good thing for the horse, to make him so that he could go a little bit further. Hence why I'm thinking that probably down the track, you know, in the month or two, that he could go to the paddock and have a good rest, and actually sort of think about what he's doing, and if there is a problem there with him, that it'll go, and hopefully he'll come back a bit better horse.
All right, well, let's hope that there's more good wins in store for Muscle Row Bay sooner than later.
Yeah, it's good, and it's good for the owner, Phil Hay. He puts a lot of money in the sport. Not many people know about him, and you know, he's got a couple down here. Apache River's another one that he has a bit of drama with. But he spent a fair bit of money at the Yearling Sale, just gone here in Tasmania and bought a couple, and you know, and puts a bit of money into the sport. And it's good to see him get a bit of success out of it too. You know, right. So
thanks. Good. Thanks for your time, Heath.
No worries at all, Peter. Thank you.